that you have experienced this week here at the conference. You've heard different ones sharing their personal testimonies during the week. Now, that's not what I mean when we talk about sharing this evening. I'm thinking about the things that you may have experienced here this week, and you'd like to share it with the conference, with one another. That's the purpose of the meeting. I'd like to give you that opportunity. There are a good number of us here, and if everyone shares, well, we're going to be here for quite a while, and particularly if you share for a very long period of time. So we'd like you to, if you would, limit yourself to a couple of minutes, three at the most. I'll take my watch off and lay it up here. If you get too long-winded, well, I might wave my watch at you. To one time. Is that fair? Okay? Get to share one time. And this is not a men's meeting. This is for you ladies as well. So I've said what I wanted to say. You have that opportunity to share. Who would like to be first? And please share it with the conference, with one another, not with me. I'd like to get in on it, but share it with one another. Has it been a good week?
Well, I want to thank the people from the Midwest for putting up with New Yorkers this week. They enjoyed the conference. We enjoyed the special discussion groups. And I feel that we made some long-lasting friends here. And I love all hope and pray that all of us believe in a closer relationship with Christ.
Thank you. We're delighted you came.
Jim? Well, I was in my study group, and that's a little frustrating because I thought I'd be up first like Peter because I make all kinds of mistakes and over here. But, I started out, I can see some growth in this year. Last year was my first year at this conference, but we were kind of joking about it all week, but we got within 3 miles of the Glen, right up here to the stop sign, and my car just died a horrible death. And last year I got lost and was fighting all the way in here. I didn't want to come. But this year we enjoyed a 15-minute rest on top of the hill while we waited for Satan to get his thumb out of my supercharger. We've been kind of joking about that all week because it was such a defeat for him, because this year I enjoyed the patience which we should endure. But I really enjoyed this conference, and I have enjoyed personal relationships with people that we have had in our discussion groups particularly, and I'm looking forward to continuing this with these individuals in the coming months. And I think the Lord will really bless this conference.
Thank you, Jim.
I can't say really what I like the best, but I think everything was just worked together for God's glory. I'm just really thankful we came. But I guess particularly our discussion group just meant so much to me. Tom and Carol being kind of leading us and not bossing, but really helping and directing. And all the people who were in it, I just learned something from everybody, and I'm just really thankful for it.
Thank you.
Well, I had to say something. I've seen Tom, a couple of times up in front, trying to sell some things, from the book. But I don't really think, he's that good of a salesman, because, when he first told us about the conference, he said, they got a conference over, in the Glen. Didn't know what the Glen was. And he said, some people get together and everything. And, but seriously, it's, discussion later, Jim stand up and Boyd in our discussion group. And it's just, it's just like Candy says, I can't really say what it's been like. It's been great. It's, you see people, in the housekeeping, come in and with smiling faces. You see people who work in the kitchen serving dinners, with smiling faces, and then you meet people in discussion groups and just everything. It's, even though we're originally from California, I'm glad, that we were out in Omaha and everything, but we've come here.
Thank you, Ray. Great to have you. I think he's a pretty good salesman. I really do.
I'm from Indiana, and I'm not sure whether we're supposed to be here or not. I want to thank Tom.
Brown and Mira for their good leadership. Mm-hmm. We're not too far east. We're just a little bit north of where you say you all instead of y'all. And we really enjoyed it, and I think we'll do that if you let us.
Well, we'd love to have you.
Well, I know we're not supposed to be here, but you can text me. But I just want to thank all you people for being so nice, and that each one of you in your own certain way has just made a world of good to me. And you can be very sure that I can go back and catch and phone with more of those people who are wonderful. Whatever you are. But I would like to thank our discussion group leader, Irwin, and his wife for being so much to us and helping us so much. And we'll be back next year before any pictures.
Wonderful. Thank you.
I apologize for the fact that I didn't get to meet everybody, and Bill, it's my loss. And I wore this little name tag all the week that said Mary Farlow, Maryville, Missouri. And half the people I met said, oh, you must know Dale Hay. So I promise that I'll say hello from everyone, and he said to say hello to everyone, and I promise that he'll get that address list. So if you contact him, he's got no excuse not to answer you.
Try and bring him along, will you, next year?
We'll try.
Okay.
I'm one of those people who shouldn't be here either this year. At this time, I came to Rich Formby, who has been here 7 times, and this is my first. And God willing, it won't be my last. And I do want to thank our discussion leader, Don Groff, or Graff, because he really and truly has started me on the memorization of Bible verses.
Mm-hmm. Wonderful.
It's pretty hard at my age to memorize, it seems. So I did appreciate the fact of being started on that, and I expect to go back and start some other people on memorization. And it has been nice meeting as many of you as I have met, and I hope to come back next year to see some of your faces anyway.
Thank you. The brief time that I had to get to know you and the things that you've been experiencing in the last year, learning to drive and all that, I can imagine that memorizing verses is not going to be too tough.
Did you start with Thomas the Mary Stone
or the Top of the Mary Stone? Well, I'm just memorizing whatever. Show fancy business.
One thing I enjoy to hear is getting encouragement. I just wish all of you could be in my church. Great time. I've been through the 20s and the dirty 30s and war 40s. This is my 53rd year in the ministry.
Is that right?
I'm on a part-time basis now, but I'm having a happy time at it. You encourage me.
Half a century.
I see so much in the world around me, dealing with families, so much corruption and evil. I just wish I could purge it all out and everybody be happy. I'm going to work harder for it.
Praise God. 53 years.
I thank the Lord just for the deepening things. Just, you know, like nothing great big earth shattering, but yeah, as I look back yesterday and today, I can just see that God has been doing some deepening things. I'm just trusting you to continue to do that. I'm really thankful for the relationships that we've built, and the relationships built with the people that were in our discussion group. I've assured them already that we'll continue to be praying for them. And, you know, that relationship there that really binds you together with those people. And the people that come and say they don't really belong here, I think everybody belongs. And we all build a relationship that's going to last a long time. And, you know, if we don't see each other here again, we'll see each other in glory.
That's right.
Thank you. that Christianity hadn't failed, that it just hadn't been tried. And I think that that's true, because with everybody here this week going out and making someone try it, it's going to work.
Thank you. Thank you. It's wonderful to be all a part of his wonderful family. And then,
this has been a dividing point, I'm telling you, for Mrs. Bird and myself. Not just because of the conference, which has been tremendous, and not just because of the wonderful fellowship that we've enjoyed. But it seems that only a few months ago, Dorothy's sister and husband moved out here to Colorado Springs, and then we were coming. And this family was not close to Christ, and we were able to have some time with them, she with her sister and I with our brother-in-law. And as I say, it was a divine appointment, and we felt that it was a wonderful privilege to be able to use the four spiritual laws to pray with our brother-in-law.
Isn't that fantastic? Oh, that's great. See all those angels jumping up and down?
First of all, I'd like to just really praise God for what's happened this week. And to look back, now we traveled out with two other couples. And we were just, I was just sure that Clyde Lawson had oversold this. Couldn't be all they said. So we had such a beautiful time coming out here singing and fellowship that at one point we thought I'd just drive around for a week. But after we got here, we realized that Clyde really hadn't said much about it. And just praise the Lord for the people we've met, our discussion leader, and the look that we, my wife and I, got this week, that we were lazy and not disciplined, and what a great motivation this is going to be. And so we're so thankful that, that God did arrange this for us.
Thank you, Bob.
I was ready to get up a minute ago, but there's a lot of things I'm thankful for this weekend, and my eyes were open on many things. Tom Bowman and his wife, Lonnie, they really gave us an awful lot. And, you know, shared an awful lot. But I guess what I was most impressed with was the dedication and the complete faith. You know, people willing to give totally. You know, a person can have faith and just ask God to do something and just hope it goes that way. But there's people here that know it's going to go that way. And it's real encouraging to know that, you know, you give up your job and you know that the food's going to come there because you're called to do something. And a complete faith like that is really something. And I'm thankful to receive that.
Thank you. Praise God, huh?
here about 7 years ago, or 6 years ago, I think this was seven, something like that. I went home into my Sunday school class. I said, I have been as near heaven this past week as I'll ever be on this earth. That was the first time, and I thought, well, I'd never do that again. And every one of them were just as good or even better. And I know that it is mighty close to heaven because I've seen the angels all around with the Holy Spirit shining through the faces of all these congregations. I had an especially wonderful privilege of getting to know the Cokers, with the Bible translators, and enjoy fellowship with them. And they've even shared a nice big book with me. God bless you, and thank you so much for letting us open this time.
Thank you.
I've been fooling myself for a long time. When I was in college, I think I was committed to the Navigators and to God. And then after I got married, I still loved God, but I think I held some things back from Him. And I've been very frustrated for quite a while, or since we've been married.
Thank you, Dale. Good, Gaylord. We'll look forward to being together, Lord willing, huh? I'm sorry, would you say it again?
We have a lady in our discussion group, right? A man of Christ. Mm-hmm. One day, and she came back and shared that with us in our conference, so, in our discussion group, so we were pretty happy about that, and it was pretty excited. So that made an extremely close discussion group. We got a lot out of that discussion group. And our discussion group's going to stay in touch with one another, we're going to pray for one another, and we know what we're going to, some of the objectives and some of the activities and those objectives, and what we're going to be doing. We're going to be checking on one another to see how we're getting along and praying for one another as the year goes. So we feel that this conference will last the whole year long that way.
Wonderful. Thank you for sharing that. That's Christian love in action. I believe that. That's what our Lord was talking about, I believe. Love for one another. Quality of a disciple.
to share what Jim Peterson mentioned, and I think that's the thing I'm going to really remember about the fact that it's not, you know, a spiritual way up here, the exciting part, and then you have to go through all the housework, and that's the drag, but it's all one. And that's the ministry, is the whole thing together. I think that's what's going to stick. And it's kind of strange, because we live only 30 miles from Elkin, Duane, and I'm really glad that we got to know him.
Good. Thank you, Mary.
Well, I think we're real happy that we came. It's the first time here. And I'm sure it was the Lord's will that we came. He brought us here rather than to a Christian camp in Iowa this year. I'm especially thankful for the times of commitment that I had to make, the times of Christian fellowship, the times that we got maturity from the messages, the food, and the jokes, and actually, I'm so happy I could just sing a song. The only one I really know of it, see how's that one go? The name of it's The Lost Sheep. Hmm. It goes like this. Bear!
Very good, Duane, thank you. Just had to shake the tree a little, huh?
Yeah.
Thank you for sharing that. That happened on Wednesday afternoon after Russ had spoken, wasn't it? Yeah. It's application.
I really enjoyed the weekend. I thought that I had not too long ago when I was coming home from job one day. Was that I was a piece of a puzzle, or I was a puzzle, and as I met each person, they added a wholeness to me. And we've had a Crucible experience, and they have put a piece in, a faith experience, and this has added probably one of the biggest pieces of my puzzle, and I feel much wholer than I did when I started. And one thing that I'd really like to do, I've been tempted to do all weekend, but I've been too scared, is to sing the Great Amen. So tonight when we pray, it would really please me if we sang the Amen. Because I feel like they have
Ba
sheep over there.
Hey, Lucy. Thank you. We've asked Judy McBride if she'd sing for us again this evening. And I ask you to do that this time, if you would, Judy, please. She's going to sing, I believe the title is Let the Whole World Know. Is that correct? Okay. You come and sing for us.
Let the whole world know we are on God's side. Let the whole world know He's our friend and guide. For in Christ new life we found, and our lives were changed around. Now we travel heaven bound. Let the whole world know. Let the whole world know. There's a job to do. Let the whole world know. Others need him too. Like a brightly shining light in the darkness of the night, we will stand for truth and right. Let the whole world know. Everybody seems to have a cause for which to speak. Loudly from the rooftops they proclaim the thing they seek. Often for a needless cause and often to deceive. Should not we who know the Lord declare what we believe? Let the whole world know. We are on God's side. Let the whole world know. He's our friend and guide. For in Christ new life we found, and our lives were changed around. Now we travel heaven bound. Let the whole world know. Let the whole world know. There's a job to do. Let the whole world know. Others need him too. Like a lightly shining light in the darkness of the night, we will stand for truth and right. Let the whole world know. Let the whole world know.
And last time we were here, we had the opportunity to have Chuck Hunt as our small group leader. A few weeks ago, I had a letter in the mail that they wanted me as a small group leader. I thought, good night, that's guys like Chuck Hunt. And that really shook me. But I prayed about it, and I thought, well, Lord, that's what you want. That's where I want to be. So as time went on, we kept on praying about it. And was excited to see how God led, because when I got up here, I found out that one of my group was a retired pastor. Another one of my group was a person who was in Grace Bible Institute. And the other individual had 3 years with an ad. And I thought, good night, Lord, what are you trying to teach me? And I became a little frustrated. But I went off, and you know, I thank God that he brought them into my group. I didn't know why, but I thank him. And the lesson that he really taught me, that there is no age spread in the body of Christ. Regardless of what your age is, the bond of unity of love in him is one.
That's right, Dennis. Thank you.
I was really excited about thinking of coming to the conference, and since I've been here, it's been even more exciting. But now that it's about to close, I've been listening very carefully to all these testimonies and beginning to get excited about going home
Hmm. Going off of this mountain of God, which I think is a fair description, and going down into these valleys with the world again and getting work. And as Daryl said, we're really thrilled that there are so many that are going to be praying for us. And even in way down deep in Brazil, we'll be having prayers for our groups. Urbandale, Illinois, or Urbandale, Iowa,
right.
Urbana, Illinois, and Mission, Kansas, and all these individuals. So we're really thrilled and looking forward to this, getting home and getting to work.
Thank you, Earl. Praying and getting the victory before it happens, huh?
Well, I'm glad that God still works miracles, which is what I consider our being here. I never thought I'd see today. Of course, I'm sure you all know that Phyllis and Harold were instrumental in our being here. By the way, all you have to do to get your friends to come is send in their registration and pray like crazy. I'm sure that's what they did. But it's really been great. It really has. And I want to thank Donna and Jim for sharing with us in our small discussion groups. They've been a tremendous help. And the thing that I'm probably most thankful for is that now when I go home, I don't have to try to carry out this commitment on my own.
Thank you, Kelly.
I'm Corey Van Weingarten's pastor. I, for one, don't think he's all dried up. He came back to my church last year. He said, "Pastor, you'll have to come out with me next year." I thought, well, Lord, what did you do to this guy? He was just on fire for the Lord. So I can truthfully thank God for bringing this. And Corny is responsible for it. Instead of him coming back to the church, he'll have his pastor find it too.
That's wonderful. Thank you. It'd be, you know, it'd be wonderful if each one of us could bring our pastors, wouldn't it? Might work on that this year.
I guess I'm not very spiritual, because I came to this conference to be served spiritual food. And I must say that's really what we got here. We have really been thrilled at the messages we've had from the pulpit here, and also through our discussion groups. We really enjoyed that time. And sometimes when we're out in Brazil, we sort of long for times when we can meet a group of real on fire Christians like this and just share together. And that's just what we've been doing this week. And we've had some real good times of fellowship, and we feel that we're going to be praying for a lot of you when we've met personally. And we've met those of you who said you're going to be praying for us. So we're all batting on the same team. We may be in different parts of the farming out leagues, teams, you know. Someday we may get into the majors, but we're all on the same team. And we really praise the Lord for it.
When will you be going back to Brazil?
In January.
That's great to have you here.
House. And Friday morning, I was on my way to the conference.
It was just not a miracle. But I'm afraid to go home because I can't remember what we bought. God says, even a child shall lead them. And a child led us here. And my husband is a child in the Lord, a new baby. And yet he's won two people to the Lord in the last month. And that really puts me to shame as an older woman to a Christian. And next week is the Navigator, or the Collegiate Impact. And we have two daughters who are going to come out for that. And they're both wonderful Christian girls. One of them is a missionary. Child Evangelism Fellowship. But we also have a nephew here in Camp Carson who's in his 20s. And he has shown a real interest and wants to come out to some of the meetings next week. So if you just all will turn in next week, we're really going to turn it into a divine encounter.
Wonderful, Dorothy. Thank you. Someone else?
I understand this bit about a discussion meter. We didn't have a discussion meter. Remember, we had Earl, his wife, Ramona. We had a little gal in the same kitchen.
It's your time.
Paul's getting all quiet again. My chair's getting a little warm. I just want to say that we've been coming out with comments for, this might be the 5th or 6th, I can't just remember, but there was a time when we felt that, I felt anyway, that we'd learned enough and we weren't doing anything and that we shouldn't go into the conference until we did something. But this conference has really meant a lot because put some things together as far as relationship and where we fit in the community and some of the activities that really can key in on how to do it. Activities back home. I really appreciate it.
Thank you, Joel. Some of you may have wondered what was going on in the early morning hour up there in 303, if you were in the castle here at least. Those folks who were discussion group leaders and folks who have... pretty much committed themselves to be involved together with us, our endeavors back in the area. We had kind of a training session going on up there from 7 to 8 every morning. That's what was going on. So.
I don't know who was responsible for the order of the speeches or the messages, but I really feel like the messages that we got were in such a tremendous order, from abiding in Christ and the profile of a disciple and so forth, that I really appreciate that the way they moved along and the way they fit it together. And some of the things that I pulled out of them were like earning the right to be heard, this being servanthood. And I'd never thought about it like this, but I've often wondered why people didn't want to listen to me. But it's with a new look at things that I go back to my job and looking at it from the point of view of serving to the point where I can earn my right to be heard. And another one of the messages that Jim Pearson gave on juggling the balls around in the life, and that really set my priorities in order for my job. And also, I appreciate what you shared, but about being a contractor by design, it really gave me a sense of at ease, because I've really been struggling with this thing about full-time Christian work or working full-time, you know, and serving on the side. And seeing my job as being really a part of my worship to God, that's really set my priority as far as my job is concerned. So I really appreciate the messages, how tremendous they were from the beginning all the way through to the end. And I really appreciate getting to know everybody, and especially my discussion group leader, Dennis Buchelman, and his wife were really tremendous. I come from a farm background, and my dad didn't have any education at all, and I think a farm is a really dumb boots, you know. Well, I really got a tremendous impression of what farmers are just from the time I've gotten to know everybody. And I really think Dennis is just a tremendous discussion group, and I really appreciate the things that you shared with us.
Thank you very much. As far as the order of the service, the messages, thank God for that. That's a lot of prayer that went into that, and it's a really an encouragement to us to hear you say what you did about the job. If it's ever going to happen, if we're ever going to see, I think, where we get to the place where we're going to be able to affect or infect society, it's going to be because people like you and Dennis, the ordinary people. Think of that verse of Scripture where it says that the Lord sought for a man among them who could make up the hedge and stand in the gap before him, the land would not be destroyed. So, Lord bless you as you go back. Others? Someone else like to share something?
Well, but while everyone else has been talking about,
thank you,
weighty things, I'm hung up on sugar bowls. That illustration that Ed used really spoke to me about how often it is that we're seated at a table and someone may be using sugar in their coffee, and the sugar bowl is right in front of me. And until they have to ask for it, sugar doesn't pass. And I couldn't help but think this is a great lesson in the need to increase one's sensitivity, speaking to me personally. How often there may be someone in my association who needs the sugar. I mean, figure of speech now. Who I'm too insensitive to. And I just pray that the sensitivity will be increasingly a part of mine. Then I can't help but observe also that any of us who were lucky enough to be asked to be discussion leaders, this is really a blessing. Like Dennis, I think I approached it with trepidation. And heavens only knows whether, you know, we did a very good job, but it's the people in that group. And someone said earlier that we were talking about how these groups were arranged. Well, the Lord put them together. And boy, I really, truly believe that, because what an inspiration Muriel and I received from those who were in our group. And I'm, in this regard, it seems to me that the Lord uses situations to satisfy individual needs. It's just great.
All right. Thank you, Don. Thank you. Someone else? Your acquaintance.
I want you to know that I'm from Kentucky, and I'm sure I'm lucky. I thought I was coming the third week of July, but the Army Reserve had different plans for me from their Fort Knox. So I asked my boss when I could come again, and he said that he pointed out this conference 12th through the 18th of August. So we loaded up with Roy and Dorothy here and came out. And after 2 days, we got here and we went down to the mess hall. us four just sat down there and waited for somebody to come. And we kept seeing the dining room fill up and up. And so I said, I'd like to get to know somebody. So I saw three people coming in and just waved them over. So, I waved them over, and it was Bud and Betty and John over there. And every conference I've ever been loaded with professional navigators, people that just navigate for a living. So what game I play is I look around, and I guess, well, who's the professional navigator? And I thought maybe Bud must have been it. But He wasn't. Kind of Clyde wasn't. I found out almost none of you are. So I've really been impressed in what the layman, what people who work eight or nine hours a day can really do for the Lord. And when I go back to Kentucky, I'm going to make fan belts. I'll make radio hosts for the glory of God.
There you go. It's wonderful. So when the conference registrations come in, I don't know if you know this at all or not, but we have, you know, this conference is for a given area, so many states, and the conference office, they'll check with us and find out whether or not we want to invite people from outside of the state as registrations come in, and our response has always been, you know, we're delighted to have them, let the folks come. But there's a little method behind all that. Our thought is, of course, we're delighted to get folks to come and to. We like to acquaint them a little bit with what you just expressed, Charlie. We've been coming to conferences, as I've said before, since '57, and as we've attempted to communicate some of these things with our friends and see them become gripped with some of the same convictions that we're experiencing, and see them going through the struggles that are involved in scratching out a ministry, so to speak, and sharing it with others, and seeing others come to experience discipleship in their lives. And back in the state of Iowa, while we're kind of scattered around, Don's up at Dubuque and Mount Vernon, and all scattered around the state pretty much, Corny and down Pella. And the thing that we'd like to see, of course, is to see this type of thing just kind of growing and spreading like a grass fire all over the state. And not just across our state, but in other states and across our country. And that's kind of a dream, I suppose. But I believe we can see God do that, if our Lord tarries. So we're really delighted that for you folks who can come in and be a part of our conference. And love to have you come back. We had the offering that we took last night came to the amount of $2,318. Isn't that wonderful? Praise God. Express to you, I'm sure, a heartfelt thanks from Russ Reed and the staff here. Also, we have, if I can figure it out correctly, about 38% of the folks here have registered for the conference next summer. Would you believe that? 48 folks have signed up for the conference next summer. And it'll still be open as soon as we close here. If you want to rush down the hall, why? And do so. Anyone else like to share?
Stan? I just know that God's on my hands. I mean, that's one thing that I really got to say. I know that God is leading my life this week. God brought a lot of people to me, a lot of personalities, you know, that really helped me and influenced me. And I really dig in. Fight into all that I gotta do when I get home. Relationship with my wife, my family, and my other people, my neighbors, and I really, really thankful for that. Just the fact that I had to come this far, 600 miles, and meet somebody 25 miles with me.
I understand. I'm really grateful to Clyde. Excuse me, Dick. I'm grateful.
I'm asking, how large a group could you accommodate next year?
rough guesstimate.
Well,
I know that you have had conservative larger groups.
Yes, we've had conferences here at that. See, the Kansas conference last year, I believe, was the largest couples conference in attendance here, and it was right at 200.
My point is, with the consideration in mind that I suppose it could be too big, and that's not as well-meant.
That is correct.
And yet, if we sustain this enthusiasm we have tonight, for even just a little while, I think many of us could encourage some of our more islands to come. Now, I'd love to meet the people from all over the country, but we haven't done as well as Kansas, so let's do it.
That's right. That's right. I like to hear that. Those last three words are very famous, as far as I'm concerned. Let's do it.
I'm a Kansan.
Oh, you're doing it.
I was really disappointed when the Lord didn't allow us to come to Kansas Conference. In fact, I told Dale this was going to be our seventh year, let's take sabbatical, and not come. And
thank you. Marilyn? We think that guy you live with is a pretty great guy. So I started to say I'd like to express my appreciation to Clyde and to Galen, to Harold, to Irwin, Tom, and their efforts and many hours that were spent even before the conference. It's been a real joy to work together with you, man. Thank you. We've asked Don to come and sing for us again, and he's going to sing at this time, "I'll Tell the World That I'm a Christian." I think it's one that Don and I particularly like. Now, I've told you about how people trick me into things, but this is one I really enjoyed when Bud got me into this for the first time. I'll tell the world that I'm a Christian. I'm not ashamed His name to bear. I'll tell the world that I'm a Christian. I'll take Him with me anywhere. Tell the world how Jesus saved me and how He gave me a life brand new. And I know that if you trust Him, that all He gave me He'll give to you. Oh, I'll tell the world that He's my Savior. No other one could love me so. My life, my all is His forever, and where He leads me, I will go. I'll tell the world
he is coming. It may be near or far away. Manna for you, as if his coming would be tomorrow or today. For when he comes and life is over, for those who love him, there's more to be. Eyes have never seen the wonders that he's preparing for you and me. Oh, tell the world that he is coming. Be not ashamed his name to bear. Oh, tell the world that you're a Christian, and he'll go with you everywhere.
That would take about 2 or 3 more minutes. If you're itching to jump up and share, why, do it quickly.
It's our first time out of the plant. We've been with the NAS for 2 years.
They're really just what God and me began to set us up right here for our eyes. We've been away from the mountains for so long. And just being up here is really great. Someone has shared earlier, it's a little bit of heaven, and it's just nice to get it from time to time. And I share some of Ed's trepidation or fears, because I got a little letter in the mail, and it said something about a discussion leader, and I wasn't sure what they meant, but when I got here, they did. And we've been through some of these experiences before. God has asked us to do something that's impossible. And so we look toward Him. In our group was a minister and a doctor and a young couple. And wow. It seems that everything worked together. So we're really encouraged and feel our relationship with Jesus Christ has definitely gotten deeper, and our roots have gone down further, and spending some time up in the hills and the rocks, looking at the water and the crystal, and my wife and I just feel stronger. We're ready to go back to the mountains.
Thank you, Dr. Phil.
As much as I hate to get up early in the morning, I really enjoy the time from 7 to 8, and I've learned many things I'm going to take home. And also, I enjoy our small group, getting acquainted with young married couples again, and also enjoy the leadership, which I have a privilege of.
Yeah. just about missed out. Well, it's okay. We'll just get, go ahead. Come on, Tom.
I'd like to just thank all of you for being so understanding with us this week and allowing our children to be here. I hope they haven't bothered you too much. But it's been a great week for us, and I think that we've been able to adjust and spend some time together and kind of get our feedback on the ground, get some time with the Lord. Mm-hmm. The gang in our group this year was a tremendous encouragement to us. Their eagerness to learn and their genuineness, mm-hmm. You know, weren't in the front, weren't in the falsehoods. Mm-hmm. And I really appreciated that. Make our job a lot easier. So it was a more talking to them.
Thank you, Tom.
I've got to say a word on that. This is my second. I'm going to get a couple minutes.
Watch out there now.
No, seriously, watching Tom and Bonnie and Barbara and Bobby and him and the play that are being with them last year, it's really been a blessing for me to watch how the Lord can have such an existence in a family like that. How his priorities never staggered all through the week. Mm-hmm. And the Lord really gave a blessing to me on this. And I hope that you got the same blessing you have in Stanley.
Thank you for those words, Jim.
I would just like to share that a lot of you know, as Dennis and I came, were here 2 years ago for the first time, that it was really through reluctancy that I really came back 2 years ago. Dennis wanted to come real bad, so I came along with him. But it wasn't until through about half a week that we had went up into the mountain to have our quiet time. And I had really been wrestling with God, not to really give my whole life over to him. Hmm. But it was through the middle of the week that I finally decided, well, Lord, I can't live this way no longer. I finally gave my whole life to him. And then the rest of the week I could enjoy myself. And I think now for this conference, I was really looking forward to coming this week. And I really enjoyed it. And I think the couple things that I would like to take home with me, and that is to have a more personal quiet time, a consistent quiet time, and also that Dennis and I both can spend more time with our family instead of thinking that our work has to be done first. Mm-hmm. And also I'd like to thank Clarence and Gladys, this minister that got up about one of the first ones. They were in our discussion group. And they really taught us a lot. Mm-hmm. We really love them.
Thank you, Lillian. Lots of them. Okay.
Besides all the wonderful accommodations and the way the program was arranged and everything, it's been tremendous and it's been wonderful. I think Mr. and Mrs. Vogel here has had quite a time to live with us this week. maybe we spoke a little bit out of turn, but they have really gotten through to us a great deal in breaking things down when we looked at an overall picture. Mm. There's something a little more maybe we haven't touched on much this evening, and that is the boys' camp and the girls' camp. And the, you might know from the sound of this that we're kind of young people minded. Mm-hmm. And we've worked with them for a good many years, or we did, and then we kind of lagged off for a while. Our son came out here last year, and then this thing that keeps popping up. You know, you use tricks on other people for years and years and years, and you feel kind of different when it comes back and it's worked on you. Dale had been filling our pulpit, they don't say, he's been filling our pulpit for, quite a little while, and he began to talk about this out there. Well, of course, Ken had already been out here last year, and we were making plans for him to come again this year. And Dale came up with the thing one morning, he said, something about the conference, and he said, of course, Lois and Henry are going. That is a fact. So here we are, we're grateful for it, and this is the first time that we've been on the complete receiving end of the deal. We've had young people in camps and conferences, and we have been responsible, and well, we absorbed a great deal. And probably we got the greatest blessing of those times that any of the children did, or the young people. probably got the greatest blessing. But we still didn't get anything compared to this, because this was geared for us and to us. And we thank you for it and appreciate it.
Thank you. Well, I'm going to wear you out, so it's been a great week. I think that it's obvious that God has met us. You know, it's wonderful, the relationships that we've come to know and to experience this week, but certainly God has been with us, hasn't He? And I think it would be well if we'd spend a few minutes just in a season of prayer. Before we conclude the conference, or at least this part of it. So why don't we just, you feel free, and we'll spend just a few minutes in prayer.